Are we living in a simulated universe? By quantum. Firstly, to have any understanding of this theory, one must admit the possibility of our universe existing within a multiverse. A multiverse, or meta-universe, is the hypothetical set of multiple possible universes, including our universe, that together comprise all of physical reality. The different universes within a multiverse are called parallel universes. The structure of the multiverse, the nature of each universe within it, and the relationship between the various constituent universes depend on the specific multiverse hypothesis considered. Stephen Hawking's final work that he finished 2 weeks before dying is here. Stephen Hawking's breathtaking final multiverse theory completed 2 weeks before he died. www.telegraph.co.uk web link. If you discount the multiverse theory in any shape or form, then please move along, nothing to see here. Okay, down to business. If we are prepared to entertain the notion that there exists a limitless number of universes that are unobservable from this one, should we rule out the possibility of fake universes existing, as surely every possibility already exists? No reason at all. In fact, we have every reason to rule them in. It's argued that no civilization in any of the universes are likely to achieve this point of stupendous computational power. However, the multiverse theory allows all possible variations on a theme, so somewhere humanity, or other civilization, does survive to the point of being able to simulate fake universes in a computer. Can consciousness be simulated by a computer? Is another argument altogether. Are we just a collection of our atoms? Or do we have a soul? Argument for another day. But for now, let's assume it can for the purpose of this discussion. So eventually it is inevitable that some universes like ours would give rise to universe-simulating super-civilizations. These universes will then simulate another multiverse and spawn a vast number of fakes, so that in the total mix of real and fake universes, fake ones will overwhelmingly predominate. E.g., it only takes one universe to simulate a fake universe, thus creating another simulated civilization that in turn would then simulate their own fake universes, and so on and so forth. So if many more fake universes than real ones exist, statistically speaking, it is highly probable that you, me, and everything you see is a simulation running on some level of all the simulated universes. Unless we happen to be on the top tier. That's crazy quantum, I hear you cry, a lovely story with unobservable evidence that's convenient. Okay, if I was designing a simulated universe, and I set up all my calculations in advance for my universe, then a few moments in I realize I made a mistake with my calculations, so I go into my program and change something to better my universe. Inside the simulated universe, the inhabitants should see/notice these effects. Changes. Some observational evidence exists for a slight tweak in strength of the electromagnetic force about 6 million years ago. Was someone turning the dial and fine-tuning our cosmic simulation? Without this tweak, life would literally not exist. Logically, there is no end to the nested amount of universes, providing a simulated universe has enough computational power and resources to build its own simulated simulation. In fact, we may live in a simulation being run by another simulation 2 steps removed from the real reality. The real universe could be lost amid an infinite regress of nested fakes, making it 99% probable that everything around you does not even exist. A quote below from a science wizard. How likely is it that the universe is fake? The key point here is fake universes are incomparably cheaper than real ones. To make a fake universe, you just have to process information, and although that costs some energy, computers get hot, it is far less than the energy required to make 10 to the power of 50 tons of matter. The simulation need not be precise in every detail, so as long as we don't notice the walls wobbling, we would be unaware of the fakeness of our universe. Given these facts, it is clear that one super civilization inhabiting a real universe could at relatively little cost simulate an almost limitless number of fake universes. The ratio of fake to real is likely to be enormous. If, then, Given sentient beings cannot distinguish a simulation from reality, the vast majority of beings are likely to be simulated. It follows that you or I are almost certainly simulated beings. Quote from Nick Bostrom. So with the probability of vastly more fake and simulated universes existing than real ones, I ask you all again. Are we living in a simulated universe? Copyright Quantum 2018.